We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Samech Hei Omid Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on bottom of Samech Hei Omid Aleph. Hovali Giti Oicheles Betruma Shegiya Get Liyodo. If you tell a person to bring you a get, and there it's not a raya chayr to the machlekes because it could be the Baal made it, this Ruvain a shliach lahilacha. The loch is if she's married to a kohen, she can eat truma until the get reaches her hand because it's only a shliach lahilacha. But his skavali giti, if she tells Ruvain, you're my shliach makavala, asu alecha b'truma yad, you can't eat truma right away because it's very possible he already accepted the get. Another halacha, his skavali giti b'mokim ployni. He told Ruvain, pick up the get in a certain place, in Muncie. Maisa, they put in the words here, v'kibu mokum acha. He went somewhere else in v'kabal get. The halacha is a cheles b'tshuma shegiya get lo yisim mokum. She can eat shum until it reaches Muncie. Why? Because we're going to the Tanakama holds that even by Isha could be akpada. Rav Eliezer, oyisim miyad, oyisim miyad. Why? Rav Eliezer, shita soy, that we just learned last Mishnah, that holds it's kosher wherever you makabal it. So he's makabal somewhere else, already it's chal. But according to Tanakama, we're saying, she said Muncie, and she's makbid. He picked it up in Lakewood. So the halacha is, she can eat truma until he reaches Muncie. But it's mashma when the shliach reaches Muncie, it's taka good get. Look at what's going on here. He only made her a shliach, in Muncie. Huh?
He wasn't kavod in Muncie.
Right, yeah, but bamba kasha. So very good, the Gemara has a kasha. Dr. Gemara, v'gita miyahava, but it is a get. We're going according to Tanakam, it is a kpeda. But we're saying, if he picked it up in Lakewood, it's not chal, but it's mashma when it gets to Muncie, it's chal. And you can't eat truma until that time. V'gita miyahava, v'amrit reisha le'avagita, it says in the reisha, it's not a get. That means we said before that it's a kpada. Loitzricha, the omrelei, hiskabele gita b'mosa mechasya. It's a little different case here. She told the shliach, bekal me get the mosa mechasya. And by the way, v'zim hashkachas l'bavel, you might find her in Bavel as well. So what does this mean? You said, it sounds like it's a hakpeda with extra words. So v'halchik omrelei, this is what you mean to say. Mishkol kechel hashkachas l'osh, shakumene. Take the get wherever you find it. But gita loy. But get shouldn't be until you reach Masa Mechasya. So therefore we have a case here that it's a kapeda where to get this, but you can pick it up anywhere you want. So what's the kasha? What do you have, kasha? It's a shliach kabbalah. You made a shliach kabbalah. So you're asking this, that shliach kabbalah, she accepted it there, it wasn't chal. When it got to the Muncie, it was chal. Here it's Masa Mechasya, it was chal. How is it chal Masa Mechasya? No one gave her to get there. It's tli gitach mal gabi karka. So, Mechamet the Toysis Kash, the top Toysis. When Toymim, Ein Haroi Tzashi, you get that Mosa Mechasya, Gamsh Giyat Mosa Mechasya, lo you get that. The Ein Mechabu Shom Yadabal, Vavukat Li Gidech, Legabe Karaka. So, Efrek Toysis. Toysis is two Malachim. One Malachim Toysis is, a Toychik, that the case is that the Shliach gets the Mosa Mechasya, he gives it to someone else to be a Shliach Halacha, and that guy gives it back to him. So now he's getting the Kabbalah now. He's a Shliach Halacha of, no, because the Baal in the other place, in Bavel, it makes him a Shliach Halacha. And he goes to Shliach Halacha to that place. He gives it over to another person. That person gives it to him. He's a Shliach Kabbalah of the Isha. That's one shot
start
of.
Start off
with right. Not from the Isha. From the Isha, Shliach Kabbalah. But the husband makes him a Shliach Halacha. The husband makes him a Shliach Halacha. That's one shot. The second shot is, I'll read it inside. Inami, mi bovel v'abos mechas have a kol Shliach Kabbalah. So what does this mean? So you look at Tosfos Rosh, he says, it's a Kabbalah Arichta. When you have a Kabbalah, it's like one long Kabbalah. The Kabbalah started in Bavel and ends in Masa Mechasya, and that's where it's Chal. That's how Tosfos Rosh explains to answer this Kasha. Zog Tegmar Ravait. Rabbi Lezer Oysim Yad. It says, Rabbi Lezer holds Oysim Yad. Why? Because it's only a Maramakim. What's the chiddush? It's a maramakim. We know already that it's a maramakim, so it's no kapeda. So what's the chiddush? That's oisim yad. It's pashut. Then say you don't have to bring down again. We know he also holds. The case is the amrelei zil mizrach, the isav mizrach. She told him go to mizrach because my husband's a mizrach. But ka'azal amayiv went to mayiv. Mal tamev amayiv halesa. Maybe you shouldn't be chayish about truma because. He could accept to get a Meir because it's only Meir Malkum, but maybe there's no chance he's there. He's in Mizrach, so maybe I can eat Truma. Maybe while on the way, he banged into him, and he gave him the get. So upon him, we're saying that the Chiddush is here, even though in a place where there's no chance he was going to be there, you're still Chosh, and maybe he's a bang into him. So really, come to the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, is nothing to do, or Rabbi Loza, has nothing to do with the din of Maramakim. It's a guy who holds Maramakim, but it's a chiddush here of Megas Gaizba. That's a chiddush that we're worried he might have met someone, and therefore it's awesome yad. So those were the halachas of Maramakim and by get. Now we bring in Erevin. The halacha is Erev Tchumim is, if you want to walk more than 2,000 amas, you put a food within 2,000 amas of your lodging, and then you go another 2,000 amas. So almost shluchoi arev libe tomorrow. Make me a arev with dates. The arev libe gregris, and instead he took dried figs, or he told him gregris, you'll have it tomorrow, or he told him dried figs and he did it tomorrow. So tani chad arev arev. One bride says it's arev. Tani yid arev arev. So it's there with two brises. Amarav lekasha, harabon harav leza, harabon damri kpeida. One's a rabban on hold that it's always a kpeida when I say it exactly like that. Harav lozda amar malkim loy. The other one's Rav Elazo says it's Mara Makim. So we're saying that's the Machlekes here. Freitzel Tekasha probably is bothering everyone. Before we had a specific Machlekes by a Isha who can't do about, who's not in charge, is it a Mara Makim Akpeda? What does this guy do with that? So Rashi really explains this question. Rashi says like this, that just like before by Isha, even though it's not up to her, still it's a Akpeda. What does that mean? Because I made you a Shliach for that. Don't ask me any questions. This is probably my question before. I made you a Shliach only for this. And therefore, I don't care back then. It's a rabbanon hold. I made you shliach. So then by Erev also, you're right. There's no difference between gregris and tomorrow. No difference. Same thing. Yeah, I'm making you a lozenge. Who cares if it's black pepper or garlic powder? What's the difference? Erev could be done with black pepper. The point like this. Let's finish the thought. That the rabbanon are saying that just like there, even though what you would say it's not a kapeda because it's not up to her, still it's a kapeda. Why? Because I made your shliach only for this, not for that. Same thing by Erev, even though there's no difference really, but I made your shliach for this, not for that. That's why Rabbanon will hold it's not an Erev. Masha Inkin, Rabbi Eliezer looks at the situation. Lemaisa, just like by Isha, we say it's not a kapeda because it's not up to her. Here also, it's not such a big deal. If it's tomorrow thing, this one should be good. What's the question?
If you look what Erev is, because you're being he likes tomorrow. It's like Gregory.
Right, but
he wants to eat it.
You don't have to eat it. You don't have to eat it.
Yeah.
I know. It makes a difference. That doesn't mean we have to like it. That's food. Don't say you have to like it. The longest mutter to eat it. Even Kippur could be Erev works. Even can't eat it. It's nothing to do if you like it or not. I can put him saying there's no reason to make payda. If a normal person we're talking about, no reason to make payda. So therefore, I can put him. It's that's the machlekes of it. So chara, that's a pshat. Lekasha rabban Rav Elazar, harabban damer kpeida. Rav Elazar damer amar malkum loy. Rav Yosef amar hava harabban. They are both the rabban. Kamishaloi, kamishal chaveroi. They're both going according to the rabban, and really it is a kpeida. It should be a kpeida. So what's the shail over here? Habishaloi, habishal acherim. Which means like this: the fear rabban, if it's his own food, it's definitely not a kpeida. Who cares? It's own food. But if it's a chaveroi and your friend said you could take some of my dates, you can go and take some of his figs because you only have permission for the dates. So that's the case. The case of Eina Erev is where I told the shliach, pick up from my friend's warehouse some dates. He goes ahead and picks up some figs. There, that's a kapeda because you never have permission for that. Masha Inkin, the case where it says the Erev is his own stuff, he doesn't care. So if you both fear Rabbanon, just machlekes is, it's just not machlekes. The difference is one shaloi, one shal chaveroi. Actually, a kasha al yashach asked al chayr. It's gezel. It's not. It doesn't work out because of kpeida. It's bunch of gezel. So when he says someone will say maybe it's right for me that erev will work even by gezel. I can put him. Yeah, amle abaya velo d'tanya fi your pshat that you're saying it's b'shaloi and shalchaveiro. That's the chilek. What are you gonna do with this brayse? Velo d'tanya imle shluchai arevli migdal v'arevli b'shayvach. You told the shliach put the erev in that migdal and he put it into a shayvach. There's two different type of. Of towers, one's a migdal, one's a shayvach. They're usually made for chicken coops or yoina coops, dove coops. Or you have a shayvach, you have a migdal. So there, tanya chada ruveriv. One bride says it is erev. Tanya the chayda ruveriv. So what do you say there? Hasa my shloiv shachaveriika. Rashi explains the question. Even if it's shachaveri, the chayda doesn't care if you put it into that coop or that coop. What's the difference? So there, what are you going to tanya? So Bishlam of Fimi Rabbi says the chilik is a rabbanon Rabbi Leaz. That's good, but you were saying kulei rabbanon. Difference in shloish chaveri. What's the difference? Which coop you put into? And for the Gemara, Hasanami ikah peir the migdal peir the shayvach. What it meant is make erev from the peirs of the migdal or the peirs of a shayvach. And if it's someone else's, maybe it's makbar on it. Maybe it's makbar which one? Zog the Gemara vayde. New Mishnah. Ha'oimek kisvu get v'tru l'ishti. The loch is when you write a get, you have to make a shlichus. You have to tell two edim, and maybe a sefer also. We'll see in the sugya and daf samah v'zayin. You tell two edim, write a get for me. So what loch did you use? It says ha'oimer kisvu get v'tru l'ishti. Write a get v'tru l'ishti. So that's a good lashon. Or you say gerashua. You tell Adim, divorce my wife. Or you say kisvu igeres v'tnula. Write a geres to give it to her. Write elu yichtu v'tnu. All those shayins are good lashonis. Like Rashi explains, the lashon in the get is igeres shvukim. It says sefer teruchim igeres shvukim. So it's a lashon in the get. But if you say patrua, be pater. There, maybe it means to make her pater from a certain chiyuv. or panasua. Take care, give her panasa. So either panasa means let her free and let her be on her own, or it means give her panasa. Also law kanimas, do for her likes customary. So they're also the same thing. Like, what does it mean? Okay, customary is to give a get. In this case, that's what you could think. Or it means just the giver say shalom aleichem to her. Whatever the question is. Also like a rayu. Those lashon is loyam aklum, because the lashon does not mean, it can mean anything you want. Therefore, it doesn't clearly mean get. It's not a shlichus, and therefore it's loyam aklum. It's not even a suffix, nothing. Loyam aklum. It happens to be some lashon, maybe a medayik, maybe it's a shikol suffix. But kaponim pashtus, it means loyam aklum. That's our mishnah. Torah abonim. Shalchua, if you use Lashon Mishilach, because that's Lashon Get the Shalchua, or Shavkua, Lashon Shavkua, it's also Lashon Gerishvukin, and Tarachua, also Lashon, there's also Lashon of Get, Sefer Terechin, Harei El Yichtavitnu, all those are good Lashonis. But Patrua, Panasua, Aslokanimus, Aslokaroyu, like we have in our Mishnah, Loyal Maklum, that's nothing. Tanya, the Brisa, Rasan Eimer, Patrua, Patrua, Dvarm Kayam. We say Patrua works. Pitrua, Loyal Maklum. Pitru olam aklom. So here we have a stira. It says patru is good, but and pitru is olam aklom. So Amar Rava, Rabbi Nosav Avloihi, daik ben pitrua le patrua. Tanya don the barit show loy daik. That means that in Aramaic, the word patrua means to send her out. The word pitrua is a lashon ivri then, and that means pater her. So Rav Nosson, who lived in Bavel, he had two different dialects. He had two different languages, really. He talked in Aramaic, means patrua. That means that get rid of her. And if you say pitrua, you mean the Hebrew word, which means pater. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael, patrua and pitrua always mean the same thing. It just means to pater from a chayv, and not to send her out, because they don't talk Aramaic. And therefore, not daik between pitrua and patrua. And Rashi goes into Arichas, why patrua and pitrua in the language means different things. It goes to the dogish and satzava. But upon him, the bottom line is that patrua dvarm kiyam, because that's the lashon Aramaic, which means being send her out, and pitrua means the pater from a chayv. The boy lahu haitziu mao, we say send her out. Azuva mao, you know, also means let her go. Hatiru mao, be mad to her. Hanichu mao, let her go. Ha'ilula, be mild for her. Do something for her. Mao, all these shyness are shaila. Asula or asula kadas, do her like the dust, like customary. Mao. So all these shaylas, a shayla that's lashon get. B'shay mi'echad, the time of the brayso. Also look at dos, lashon also kadas, also look at nimus, which we have in the Mishnah. Also look at royo, those two things in the Mishnah. Le'om haklum, it means nothing. This means do customary, doesn't mean anything about get. Zok the Mishnah vayta. We make a shliach. You have to tell the get kisvu, write the get and give it the get. So b'shay no yomrim hayoytze bekayler. If someone's going out to be killed, but I'm a kisvu gel ishti, he left out the word tnu. Harel yichtu yitnu. Even though usually kiss was not enough, you need to know. But here, harel yichtu yitnu, because he's not thinking straight, and we know he wants to give his wife a get, he's getting killed. So therefore, we assume he means kiss with tnu automatically. Later on, chazal loymar, there's other cases as well, which where Zanan Sadi, they meant tnu also. Afa mafarish, which means he goes out in the yam, which is dangerous, and he says kiss, he means tnu also. Va'yoytze. And Yotze B'Shiara means he goes out B'Shiara into the Midbar. It was dangerous. Those cases also. Even someone who's a Chayli Masukin also, you have the same idea that there also we say he means Kisvu V'Tnu. And in Metz Shem tomorrow, we'll start from the Gemara with a sugya of Matna Shchimira and so on and so forth.